Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here, as it always is. I look forward to this week, or this 10 days. Come see me every year, and this year especially because we have great weather. Gary, take credit for that. You should. You know, as you get up this morning, and you always address, well, when you get the opportunity to address the people of Rock Hill, to me, it's a wonderful opportunity to just take a second and realize that everything good here is not because of anybody on this stage. Everything is good in our community because of the people sitting in this room and many others. It's the people of the good town that make things happen, and it's the people of the good town that so many of us rely upon to stand up time and time again in whatever fashion. I want to thank the Kiwanis Club, as always, for hosting this breakfast, Westminster Church for being such a gracious host. Mike, you just got a great operation here, and the way that you share the word in real time and every time is just something to behold. We're very fortunate in this community to have so many great faith leaders that guide us, that help us along on our personal journeys. Gary wasn't recognized for one very important recognition he has gotten, deservedly so. He is Rock Hill's favorite son. I bestowed that upon him, one of the first things as mayor, so saith the mayor. He lives up to it, and as you can tell, his love for everyone in this room, past, present, and future, is palpable. Like Nikita, I'd like to start in the book of Ecclesiastes and just warn you, or I guess maybe prepare you for my works and my words today. In Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verse 11, the more the words, the less the meaning. So we're not going to have a lot of words for me today. Hopefully we'll get a little bit of meaning out of it. What does anyone profit from that? You know, last year or every year, I get up and I quote or I ask the question, the first question of the Westminster Shorter Catechism, what is man's chief end? Can anyone answer? Every year I do that and I provide the answer. Man's chief end is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. First question, first answer. First because it's the most important. Last year I went to the fourth question of the Westminster Shorter Catechism and asked the question, what is God? And the answer, God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable, and is being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. What does that mean? That means that He's omnipotent. He's infinite in His person. It means He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at all times. And it means that He's omniscient. Or His omniscience is a quality, which means He knows everything and has known everything at all times in all places. That should bring us all comfort. It brings me comfort because it means that the God, the very God that I worship, is the same God that my great-great-great-grandparents worshiped, who I never knew. And it'll be the same God, exact same God, as my great-great-grandchildren, God willing, are born that I'll never know. He doesn't change. He never has changed. He will never change. Nothing's added to Him. Nothing's taken from Him. He is God. And we should take great credit for that. Great comfort for that, excuse me. We should take great comfort from that because we know He's the God that led this country through its creation some 250 years ago, that prompted presidents and others after Him to step forward and say things like 160 years ago. That 47 years ago, our forefathers brought forth onto this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Another president that stepped forward and said, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Words of service, words that make sure that we understand that our purpose on this earth is to fulfill man's chief end, to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Why did I bring this question up last year? Why do I repeat it again this year? And the answer, because we live in a difficult time. In my tenure as mayor, we have seen pestilence through COVID. We have seen a war, which we're going through now, whatever you want to call it. We've seen great turmoil. We've seen inflation go crazy. We've seen everything seem to come apart. But He's still the God that we worship 6 years ago before any of that, or 10 years ago before any of that, or 50 years ago when things were really bad, or 100 years ago when things were really bad, right? He hasn't changed. And what comfort we should take for that, and one thing that we should know in all of this, is that he loves us. Always has. Always will. Period. Full stop. And I hope that as we go forward today and throughout this week and throughout this year, we'll realize, as crazy as the world is, he is not. And if we worship him, if we take great comfort in knowing that he always has our best interest, whether we realize what that is or not in today's time, at his disposal. And this brings me personally great comfort as mayor, because I get to see his love for us, because I watch you. I watch you, the people of Rock Hill, continue to fulfill the greatest commandment that there is, to love your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength. And the second, to love your neighbor as yourself. I see you do that every day. I see you do that when you go to the elementary schools and you brag on our kids and make them believe that they're bigger than they are in that moment, hoping that it takes root like it did for Gary when he went to Columbia when he was 13 years old. I see it when our police department, our sheriff's department, our firefighters, and others continue to provide us safety. The number one job as a mayor is to make sure we're safe. I can't do that. These guys do that. They do it every day. And for that, we're very thankful. Thank you, Chief. Thank you, Sheriff. Thank you all for what you do in that regard. Miracle Park was mentioned. It's a place that you can go no matter who you are and play. What other city in this community, in this county, in this state, in this country, can stand up and say everyone, no matter their place in life, no matter their human condition, can play? We can. Nobody else. We can. Not because of the mayor, but because of you, because you fulfill that greatest commandment and love on your neighbor. Bethel Men's Shelter, Lifehouse, Pathways, continuing to reach out and help people get back on their feet as they need to. Helping them see that the world ahead is one of promise, not of pain. One of opportunity, not of detriment. You see, God is much more interested in our futures than he is our past. And for that, we're always thankful. I'm remembered, Councilmember Derek Lindsay and Councilmember Perry Sutton. You know, I see Councilmember Perry and former Councilmember Perry Sutton, and see Councilmember Derek Lindsay, and I see Matt Hires, and I see them all three together all the time, and I can never tell the three of them apart. So if you're around me and you see Derek or Perry or Matt around, please make sure to point out to me who Matt is. He's the no good one. Derek and Perry are the good ones, right? Just so everybody knows. But I remember when just a few years ago we had a storm come through Rock Hill, a microburst, and it devastated a section of our community. And I saw you, the business owners, where's Apple Tree, one of those business owners and many others, the Warren Norman Company, Lightner Construction, so many others, donated their labor to go put roofs on houses for people that didn't have insurance. You, the business community, stepped forward and made donations of money and of materials so that we could make that happen. And what we saw was we loved our own, and we built that thing back up as it should be. The south side of Rock Hill has never looked better than it has now, not in my lifetime. That's because of you. It's not because of the mayor and a couple of city council members. And I was here when COVID came through in the vaccination clinic, and so many of you went out and put shots in arms. You went out, and we really didn't know what that was. You dedicated your time. You showed up. You loved on each other, and you put 50,000 shots in people's arms. I can tell you that brought comfort, because I took the emails and the calls of the people who told me how much they loved you, the people of Rock Hill. Yes, you are the people of Rock Hill. You are the people of the good town. You are the ones that make this good town. And you do that because you understand the distinction in Scripture between action and words. Best summarized, I think, in Proverbs 14, verse 23, all hard work brings a profit. If you heard Gary's words today, you know that the story of our community is hard work in whatever context it is. Loving on each other, bringing a college to town, and make no mistake, as Winthrop goes, so does Rock Hill. It's been the story of us for some hundred and some odd years now, and we're thankful for that. But Proverbs 14, verse 23 says, all hard work brings a profit. Mere talk leads to poverty. We don't talk in this town. We do. That's the difference in the gospel. I'm not talking salvation or grace or anything like that. That's my thing. I'm just saying you bring his words, you do his thing, and you love on each other. That's what makes you good people. That's what makes us a good town. It's what God's people do. They don't talk, they do. Thank you for being the good people. And thank you for the generations of workers we claim that made and sustained this good town. May God bless our country today more than any other day. And may God bless you, and may God bless me, the people of this good town. Thank you.